Despacito.
I still love it. Despacito, Louis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee on Today FM. Before that, Nobody to Love and Sigma. Now, it is Tuesday, so it's time for a bit of this.
When will you say yes to me? Tell me.
Quandary. Had that stuck, I'll never know. But if you're caught in an awkward situation with somebody or you have an issue at work or at home that you're too embarrassed to talk about, then I'm here to help in any way I can. And we always have, and also we've always emphasised that the messages that come into us are all genuine and true. People, you would be surprised, as I always say, what they like to tell the radio. So this week's issue came in by text on 53102. It was from somebody called Anne, but she emphasised in brackets, not my real name. Hi Al, I'm starting college in a few weeks and my boyfriend is too, but we're going to different colleges. I'm going to UCD in Dublin and he's going to the IT in Waterford. I'm really worried that he's going to meet somebody else there. We'll be apart most of the time, and although I'm 19 and he's 18, we have been together for 3 years. What can I do? Anne, brackets, not my real name. Well, it's hard to know what you should do because you're quite young and it's normal for you to go off to college when you're 18 or 19 and to meet new people and to try new experiences. And one of the best things about college, even though I dropped out, Anne, is to join new societies and to go out on the society nights out, and you could end up joining a kayaking club or a drama club or a whole manner of things and making lots of new friends, none of which means that you're going to meet somebody else, but of course doesn't preclude that from happening either. And he wants to do the same. You certainly don't want to say to him, hey, I know you're going to a different college, but would you mind just, you know, not making new friends? You can't do that either. You're going to both end up living kind of your little separate college lives. No reason why you can't meet up on weekends or he can't visit you. I mean, maybe you're both worried about going to college thinking, oh, you know, we'll go to college, all our time will be eaten up. You'll skip lectures and you'll take days off and you'll study when it's close to exams, and then when it's not, you'll have fun yourself. So maybe just don't worry about it so much and see how it goes. 3 years is a long time, but you're very young. You might find yourself turning into new adults, meeting new people, and that mightn't be a bad thing. Pamela Blake, my producer, is slightly older than me and... Only slightly, and I'm just wondering, what do you think?
Oh, well, with all those years of experience behind me, Al, and from seeing this firsthand with family members in this same situation, they ended up breaking up.
Oh, Pam.
Together, they were in school, and then they both went to different colleges, and their lives just diverged. And, it, you know, I think they both came to realise, even though they made it work for a couple of years,
they'd have been better off.
You change, especially when you go to college. You change. Oh, now, right. I don't mean break it off now, but just
wait and see.
Be wary.
See how it goes. Wait and see. What do you think if you're listening at home? Did you have the same experience going to college and different places or long distance relationships? Text in on 53102 or email Al at todayfm.com if you have anything to say to poor 19-year-old Al. Oh, you're all going to give out to me cutting it there, with or without you, from you two on Today FM. You see, it's such a tight ship we're running here. We have to get to the news and sport a little later on. And I want to give you all those details about how to win your Dyson Supersonic hairdryer and your 3,000 euro worth of goodies. Al, speaking from experience for your Agony Al girl, if she's asking this question or has concerns in the first place, then something is slightly off. If it's going to happen, and if you spend all your time stressing over it and questioning your partner, the chances are you'll push them in that direction. Anyway, she needs to embrace and enjoy her own experience, and if they stay together, brilliant, and can enjoy the time they have together. But they're both so young and just starting out on a wonderful adventure. Enjoy it and let what happens happen. Another texter, slightly more blunt, it's guaranteed you'll do the dirt. It's college. Dave, who's on holiday in Washington, D.C., you don't want to be tied down to one person in college. Break it off sooner rather than later. Goodness gracious. Kieran says, a friend of mine went through college, 3 years undergrad and a year in master's in NUIG while her boyfriend was in the IT in Letterkenny. They're now engaged, so it certainly can work. In any case, what's for you won't pass you. Al, love the show. We are sitting in Pembroke Dock waiting to get on Irish Ferry sailing to Rosslare. We have your show streaming via Bluetooth on the car radio. That's Kathy and Trev. Thanks very much. This is Rob of Rob's Wife Duo. Tell Anne, not her real name, to talk to her boyfriend. He may have the same worries. Communicate. It's always the best way. You're dead right. I'm going to tell you how you can win a Dyson Supersonic hair dryer and 3,000 euro worth of Dyson products in just a few minutes.
This is Al Porter on Today FM.